It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up on Central Time, immigration has been a big topic in the presidential election. We'll hear the story of a woman whose parents crossed the border when she was a child.
First, following the shooting at a peaceful protest in Dallas, Texas last week that resulted in the death of five police officers, lawmakers around the country have started to introduce bills that would further protect law enforcement.
Louisiana was the first state in the nation to introduce Blue Lives Matter legislation in May, which treats attacks on law enforcement as a hate crime.
Other states have followed suit, especially following the aftermath of Dallas. One of those states is Wisconsin, where a lawmaker announced a Blue Lives Matter bill yesterday.
If the bill is passed, it would extend the same protected status to law enforcement officials that aim to protect marginalized groups, such as racial and religious minorities.
Joining us now to talk about the law is David Steffen. He's the Republican representative from Howard in Wisconsin's 4th Assembly District. He authored the bill. Representative Steffen, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
As I understand it, Representative Steffen, you had this in mind before the horrible events in Dallas. Can you talk us through your thinking, the history a little bit of what led you to unveil this legislation?
Absolutely. About a month and a half ago, two different law enforcement officials from two different communities in the area, they actually saw me at a diner, and they came up and sat down at my table and said, can we tell you about something that passed in Louisiana, and we'd love for you to introduce it here in Wisconsin? And so I began the process of researching and understanding and drafting the bill, and it actually landed back on my desk, back from the drafters, the morning after the Thursday shootings. And, you know, based on the situation and my personal views and thoughts on what we should be doing to supporting our law enforcement, I thought it was a appropriate time to release it to the public at that time to start generating awareness and support for the legislation so that in January I'd have a much better chance of becoming law.
Well, can you talk us through what would change under this new legislation?
So, as you mentioned in your opening, there are several groups, classes that are in this protected class and are therefore eligible for escalators with punishments when considered a hate crime. So, if a crime is specifically targeted against a religious group simply because of that religious designation, there are additional penalties and imprisonment times that can be associated, similar with race, similar with disability. Now with law enforcement, if this bill becomes law, is that attack against the badge, specifically because they wear the badge, will make a district attorney and judge provide them an opportunity to add on an additional hate crime punishment, which is up to 5 years in the case of a felony, but it also has some additional fines that would be applicable even down to some of the misdemeanors.
And specifically, would it have to be an act of violence against a police officer?
It does not. It actually can be a crime that is still considered a hate crime, even down to a misdemeanor level. So it does not need to be violence. Now, let's be clear here. We've had this on the books for many years in our state for the other protected classes. It, to my understanding, it's been used very rarely and only in very specific circumstances. That would be the same situation here. It would not change the daily operation of police going forward, but what it would do is provide district attorneys and judges in the state with an opportunity that if it is determined that there was some sort of crime that was specific to the badge, specific to someone being in uniform, they would have an opportunity for some additional fines, some additional penalties.
Talking to Republican Representative Assembly Representative David Steffen about his Blue Lives Matter legislation attaching hate crimes riders to charges for people targeting police officers. What have you heard from your colleagues in the legislature since you unveiled this yesterday?
Well, it's been overwhelmingly positive. The amount of support that has come out, I believe Governor Walker has also indicated his support for the bill. When I introduced it yesterday, there was approximately 100 law enforcement officers from around the state. Some drove as long as 2.5-3 hours to come to the press conference and be there and show their support. So I'm expecting wide bipartisan support on this bill once it is formally introduced in January.
Are you hopeful that this would actually deter acts, especially acts of violence targeting police officers?
Well, that is ultimately the hope. I mean, if it's kind of added after the fact, boy, you know, it has some benefit that there's justice still being done. But I'm very hopeful that whether it's a radical on the right or a radical on the left, that this will provide a deterrent to them to understand that if you decide to do some sort of action that is directed specifically at the badge because they wear the badge, that they will understand that there are exceptional penalties that will be applied in addition to the original charge.
Some people have raised a concern that because this isn't just about acts of violence, it could be, you mentioned, a misdemeanor. What about a protester protesting police as government employees and the actions that they take, or whether you agree with the protests or not? Is there a concern that this could deter First Amendment expression directed against government officials ultimately?
Well, I certainly hope that that's not, you know, the prevailing thought on it. I mean, here's some of the thoughts on this, is that we need to, especially in light of the situation we had, is provide adequate and appropriate protection for law enforcement. And this is one step in that direction. Now, you brought up a good thought, something to be considering. One of the great things about introducing this now, kind of in our off season, is it provides me 5 months to field input from individuals, groups, some legislators. I spoke with the leader of the NAACP from the area today, and I'm trying to put together a variety of different thoughts on it so I can make this a better bill. So this is a draft. It is just that, and we have 5 months to make this a better bill. And if those are concerns that need to be addressed, I am more than willing to look at that because, again, we have a lot of time before this will actually be introduced in a formal fashion in January.
People, since the law in Louisiana has passed, people said, you know, there are laws in place in many communities and many states that make it illegal to interfere with a police officer in the line of duty, things like that. Do we already have some laws in place that are maybe accomplishing what this new law would do?
So there are 37 states that have some sort of additional penalty involving with law enforcement. We would be the second to Louisiana to make it a hate crime. And so that is a special designation. And are there too many laws on the books in general? Well, I guess that's up for debate, and I wouldn't always disagree with you on that. But here's something to remember, is that last Thursday was the largest single-day loss of life in the United States law enforcement community since 9/11. And they deserve our support, they deserve our appreciation, and above all, they deserve our protection. And so this is one more step in that direction. And so I'm hopeful that the public, my colleagues down in Madison, will understand that that is the approach, that is the desired goal. And again, I'm open to ideas on how to improve upon the bill, but I'm very confident that one way or another, this bill will become law next year.
And as you mentioned, this would be officially introduced in January. I understand in Louisiana there was bipartisan support for their law there. Are you expecting that here in Wisconsin?
I am. I'm very hopeful. Certainly, I tell you what, it's the political season, so it's kind of the funny season here. And so I think people like to take positions, perhaps just maybe so that they can speak to a certain constituency. But at the end of the day, I think my colleagues, especially on the other side of the aisle, know that I am someone who is very open to ideas, always looking to collaborate. I think every one of my bills last session received wide bipartisan support. So I think I'm known in the Capitol as someone who's always willing and able and actually does reach across the aisle to get things done. And I'm expecting that we'll continue with this bill.
Representative Steffen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's David Steffen. He represents Wisconsin's 4th District in the State Assembly. He joined us today to talk about his newly unveiled Blue Lives Matter bill.